This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Day 38 of the government shutdown. You're going to hear a lot about travel concerns for those who are flying in particular. And that's where we start this morning from CBS, Michael George.
Get ready for a rocky ride if you have any upcoming travel plans. The Trump administration's order to cut air traffic at the nation's 40 busiest airports goes into effect today. Now, more than 1,000 flights have already been canceled, according to FlightAware, a website tracking flight disruptions, and that number will likely keep climbing. Airlines say they're trying to minimize the impact on passengers. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this. So now we've got thousands of Americans having their flights canceled due to the shutdown. Will they at least get their money back?
Generally speaking, yes. The carriers are required to offer refunds for canceled flights, but each airline has its own stipulations, so you definitely want to check with the one that you are planning to fly. Now, some of the big airlines have canceled 200-plus flights for today alone, and that's just the beginning.
Anxiety and delays growing at airports nationwide.
I'm like, am I going to get to my destination? Am I going to make it back from my destination?
Starting today, airlines are scrambling to cut hundreds, if not thousands, of flights a day to hit the FAA's target of gradually reducing air traffic at 40 of the nation's biggest airports by next week.
I'm kind of making contingency plans to drive the whole way if I need to.
The goal, alleviate pressures due to a surge in sick calls from air traffic controllers working without pay because of the federal government shutdown.
They're worried about putting gas in their car. They're worried about putting food on the table. As that risk increases, you have to begin reducing the capacity of the system.
Today, new hope of some relief for the 42 million Americans getting SNAP food aid. Thursday, a judge ordered the Trump administration to fully fund SNAP after it said it would only provide partial funding.
Let's give dollars back to families to be able to buy food again to feed their kids.
The Trump administration says it plans to appeal.
In the midst of a shutdown, we can't have a federal court telling the president how he has to triage the situation.
As the shutdown hits day 38, today the Senate could try a slightly different tactic to entice moderate Democrats, voting on the House funding bill with the goal of amending it.
And those amendments would include long-term spending bills as well as an extension of government funding past the current November 21st date. The details we don't know quite yet. They only need a handful of Dems to come over, but one Senate Democrat said without something on health care in the bill, the vote is very unlikely to pass.
CBS's Jared Hill pointing out that United States Senators Dave McCormick, who appeared with Colin Dunlap yesterday, is obviously trying to get more votes, and Democratic Senator John Fetterman is also voting to open the government.
And I'll have some comments from Senator McCormick coming up in our 6:30 news, part of his conversation with Colin.
Suffice to say, people are angry. They're upset. 2 million Pennsylvanians without SNAP benefits, or partial benefits, we hear, but as far as I know, no one has received them yet. Some states saying even with that, it's only funding half a month's worth, and it may take months to get those benefits.
And then yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration must pay the SNAP benefits fully for the month of November. I don't know how this is all going to work out, but
and they're pushing back on that, so it'll go back to court on appeal. But they got to decide quickly if it's going to truly help people in the moment. And more people, 130,000 in Allegheny County alone without SNAP benefits. So if you have neighbors maybe that live alone, check on them, see if you can help. There are food drives going on around the region. I know corporations have stepped up. Giant Eagle kicked in $1 million for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank.
This talk reminds me of my childhood. When my sister and I were little, and my mom was working a job, my dad was at the same, we're just getting started in the we had relatives, Aunt Mary and Uncle John would drop by a bag of groceries on the front porch. We'd get home and there'd be groceries on the front porch.
Oh.
That's the way to do it. You know someone? Drop them off.
Yeah, and this is in no way, shape, or form a situation where somebody should feel, you know, less than because they need help. People are willing to help.
And another one that I would like to have the opportunity to try myself someday is just to go ahead and get it arranged so I'm going to be able to help the people ahead of me in line with their groceries for the day.
And
That you know, for me, I'm a single guy. I don't spend a lot on groceries.
There's a guy, a dad. His name's AJ PGH on social media, and he blew up on TikTok because him and his son are doing a food bank / food drive in their front yard. So, to listeners, also maybe look him up. I reached out, didn't hear back, but yeah, everyone's trying to come together.
I'm really disappointed in our elected officials at the federal and state level in this situation. And this isn't about...
Larry, I've been working with you for a long time now, and I've never heard you speak like this ever until now.
And that is because it's affecting families and children and everyone to some degree. And now travel's disrupted, and it's because of their politics, both sides pointing the finger at each other. I'm not interested in that part of it right now. I'm interested in the practical part of getting food to people who need it first and foremost. And they should be ashamed of themselves to be in this position. An international Intuit day.
Intuit, like Intuit, company?
Sorry. Inuit.
Inuit. Inuit. Okay. You're talking about the Alaska, the Canadian natives.
Sorry. They're part of our people.
I can't remember. Inuit, is that Alaska or is that Canada?
I think you're right. No, I think you're... They call Native Americans in Alaska First Nations people.
That's clever.
Yeah. All right, I've got some good stories for you. Do you know what a haberdashery is?
I do. Harry Truman used to have one.
Haberdashery, Aaron?
No, I don't know anything.
It turns out Prince Harry faked it when he wore a Dodgers hat in the World Series game, one of the games in Los Angeles. He was among the many fans. He now admits he's been a Blue Jays fan for years. And when he took a trip to Toronto this week, he apologized to the city for not wearing the right hat. He said he was invited to sit in the dugout by the Dodgers owner. The Duke of Sussex added that when you're bald and sitting under the floodlights, you'll take any hat.
Okay, so what's the connection with haberdashery?
They call it Harry's haberdashery apology.
Oh, okay.
For his...
Yes, a haberdashery is a men's clothing store, like Larimore's.
Like, oh, yes, right? Larimore's.
Yeah, Harry right Truman there. Had one that didn't make it, but...
They suited me up for the Pittsburgh Speaker Series.
Yeah, by the way, I saw your suit.
I wasn't
on
sure.
That little post you made, you look sharp. You look real
Thank
nice.
You. Yep. I don't know how they were able to make me 4 inches taller. But
is that a charcoal gray
Yes,
suit?
It is.
Yeah,
Very
yeah
good.
That's. I think that color is one of the best.
Crisp.
In the suit. Yeah.
Yeah, real nice.
Subway assault. Now, Do you remember the story of a man who threw a Subway footlong at a Border Patrol agent?
Oh, yes. He was raging from across the street at a bunch of officers standing on the curb, and he grew progressively and progressively more out of control, crossed the street, got right in the officer's face, and then he had this footlong Subway sandwich and pelted him with it. He tossed it right into his chest.
Well, check this out. He was acquitted of assault.
A misdemeanor assault, by the way.
It still doesn't mean it's legal to hit someone with your sandwich. The jury found him not guilty of a misdemeanor battery. His lawyers argued the whole thing was blown out of proportion. It was just a harmless free speech gesture.
That's not free speech.
Protest.
That's not free speech.
You can't hit someone with a sandwich.
Yeah.
God forbid you hit David Balerato, one of our anchors.
Holy cow. Can you imagine how that would traumatize him?
He's never eaten a sandwich, he claims. But that would be a salt and pepper with a deadly weapon. Three Chinese astronauts are stranded in orbit. Did you hear about this?
No, I hadn't heard.
Three Chinese astronauts now stranded in orbit after some space junk hit their return capsule. They are up in the Chinese space station.
Wow.
Until Beijing can figure out how to get them back.
So they're not sure they can come back because of the damage then?
Correct. Yeah. They were supposed to return next week after spending 6 months in a capsule. But they say they have plenty of supplies so they can wait it out. But they're stuck. And
why is this happening so often?
I have no idea. This is the second time.
Like, what is going on?
The American astronauts had the same issue
for a very long time.
Boy, over a year, right?
A lot of people are wondering, who goes up and gets them?
Right. I would love to see that entire experience. I don't know.
Who's going to go up and get these Chinese astronauts?
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
You knew that was coming. Incorrigible.
Yeah.
You knew that was coming.
Oh, boy.
That's it. That's all I got. You know what?
I mean, I thought you were, when you said three Chinese astronauts, the next thing I was expecting to hear was, and a panda bear.
What do they eat up there? Chinese food.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, if I had to eat Chinese food for a prolonged period of time, I'd be a happy person.
I love Chinese food.
It's my favorite.
Well, okay, name your favorite dish.
A lot of sodium, though.
What's your favorite Chinese dish?
Go ahead, Aaron. My favorite is sweet and sour or sesame seed chicken with fried rice. Classic.
Mm, Paul? That sounds pretty good. I would have to pick pork fried rice as my favorite.
I love fresh fried rice.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh my
when
goodness.
You go to one of the hibachi places like in Ichiban, mm-hmm. where they cook in front of you, the original, by the way, place in Pittsburgh to do that
would be Benihana, right?
Before Benihana.
Oh, really?
Actually, right here in the Mount Lebanon area, it used to be a big deal. They would take a Polaroid picture of your group, you know, go through the whole show. The Samurai was the original here in Pittsburgh.
Well,
and now
that?
They're everywhere.
Never heard of that.
I hadn't been to a Benihana before. I'd heard about it and finally went with a friend. I've been there a couple times.
Good?
Three times here in Pittsburgh. Oh, I love it. It's a fun experience. It's a show that they put on in front of you while you're getting ready to have dinner.
The only thing that's a little disturbing is some of them have a little man that they squeeze and he pees on you.
Right.
It's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Now,
with that?
I have experienced that before, but I've never been to a Benihana. Yeah, seriously, I've had that thing, that little guy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, do we need to do that? Sometimes
I mean, these guys have got some serious knife skills.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes for adults, they'll load it with sake and try to.
Yes. You know,
there's another reason why I like Benihana.
It's a sake night in Pittsburgh.
That's brilliant.
Arigato gozaimasu, tamadashi anata takusan kawaii. Says the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with some special guests. As you know, we're very in tune with the high school community with our high school game of the week for football season and basketball. And we want to introduce you to a high school senior from Shaler, Devin Wilson, who joins us on our live stream, KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK YouTube page. And Devin, along with his dad, Rob, and Tina. Mom, hi, guys. Good to see you on the radio. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Devin, we want to try to help your situation as much as we can and get the word out. So explain kind of where you are right now as a senior at Shaler.
Right now I'm just waiting for a transplant. I'm just doing dialysis.
And it's reached a point where you have to, this dialysis is a life-saving measure. When did you first deal with the first symptoms of, having kidney issues?
Probably around November 2023 is when it all started, but mainly the kidney issues probably started around December.
Same year.
Yeah.
And describe for us what kind of symptoms they are. I'm sure a lot of people are curious.
Jump in on this a little bit. So Devin he went in to the hospital, like he said, back in November, and he ended up being diagnosed with a couple of rare autoimmune disorders, one particular that is taking out his kidney. Those diseases are somewhat under control right now, but his kidney function is continuing to decrease and continues to decrease and has to be on dialysis 3 days a week.
And when you do that, go ahead, Tina.
No, go ahead.
Also, when you do the dialysis, how long does each one of those sessions take?
It takes about 2 or 3 to 4 hours, just depending on what my weight is when we go in. And I guess how much fluid they need to take off and if I feel well or not.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, he has a dry weight set, so he goes in every morning for it. Well, when he goes in, and they weigh him, and the difference, that's what they take off. So he could be taking like 4 pounds off of fluid this morning. He's actually leaving for dialysis right after this. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, he's hooked up to this machine. It cleans his blood. It removes all the extra waste and fluid and everything. Yeah, it's weird too, because you can sometimes see, like, in the face and the body, like, the buildup, you know. And sometimes that's how I can tell when he's sick too. You could see it, like, up in the face, like, okay, we need to we need a good cleaning.
And so, what is the process of trying to find a donor for a kidney like in this day and age?
Become a little more complicated than we thought it was going to be. We're trying to find a living donor for Devin because the living donor's kidneys will last significantly longer than, if we got someone from a deceased donor, right? So trying to find a living donor has its challenges because, first of all, you need somebody that's willing to do it. You have to have the correct blood types, the correct enzymes, the correct different pieces to the puzzle. And it just takes time. And we kind of know that people have been registering. We just haven't found the correct match yet.
So if somebody is, this is important, obviously, in this city, unlike maybe anywhere else on Earth, we're aware of the organ transplant opportunities. And many of those were, I think at Dr. Thomas Starzl back in the day, and the transplant correct. Community here. So what can people do to try to find a match for Devin?
Well, you can go to, we're part of UPMC right now, so you can go to livingdonorreg.upmc.com and just sign up, just put your name and mention Devin's name on the form. We built a website for Devin, it's called devinneedsadonor.com. It tells a little bit about his story, tells a little bit about the process of what it takes to be a living donor and links you over to the living donor registration page as well.
Yeah, we have the Facebook page with the updates, Devin's Kidney Quest. We're looking to do a billboard. We have t-shirts too. We're just reaching out as far as we can, trying to find that perfect match.
And Devin is spelled D-E-V-E-N, devinneedsadonor.com. And Devin, in the meantime, what are you studying? What would you like to do in the future?
I'm not really planning for college, but in the future, I kind of want to do law enforcement. So probably the academy is my main focus after.
Well, we need
get you healthy.
Yeah,
we need good young
right
talent.
Kidney.
We're going to help find you a kidney. I feel confident this community will rise up, as you know, really strong. So, and we need good young men and women in law enforcement. So I don't think you'll have any trouble getting into that field if you want to.
He's a good guy.
We might know a guy or two.
There you go.
Well, keep us informed, will you? We'll stay in touch. And if you want to register, devinneedsadonor.com. Devin and Shaler Township. I was born in Millville.
Oh, yeah?
Part of the Shaler area. They used to call us Mildew because we had some flooding issues.
I've never heard of that.
Well, wishing and praying for the best for you. Keep your spirits up. A lot of people will be working to try to help. So good luck to you and God bless.
Yeah, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We're going to stay in touch. You can go to Devin Needs a Kidney, Devin Wilson, senior at Shaler, and I feel confident we can help find a man.
Others have good reason for concern.
Tons of anxiety.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm actually more worried about getting back.
Well, I can certainly identify with that anxious feeling. Today it's, 4% cut back, 5% tomorrow, 6% on Sunday, then by Friday of next week, 10%. Significant travel challenges.
Unless they figure out a way to stop this shutdown and get back to business.
Traffic controllers need paid as TSA agents and our military. And what about feeding our people?
In Louisville, it's now 13 dead and 9 missing after the UPS crash. Mayor Craig Greenberg on the grim task of finding and identifying victims.
The teams will be out there searching through the debris now in what's called a delayering search.
Yeah, they believe there are 9 people who are missing and believed to be dead.
And at PPG Paints Arena.
The puck smartly moving around on this power play for Pittsburgh. And Rust, he was the shooter. Kindle seen pass. Shots!
This guy is unreal.
I would highly recommend, if you've never seen Sid play in person, if you can this season, you should. And by the way, It was a great battle between the Pens and Caps. Alexander Ovechkin on Wednesday night notched his 900th goal, which is all-time record, and they showed it on the Jumbotron about halfway through the first period.
Oh, good.
And the crowd gave him a standing ovation.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And so did the Penguin team, and then they showed Ovi, you know, on the bench, and he stood up and gave him a salute.
Yeah, that's nice, Larry. By the way, a quick little sidebar here. I should have said that Sidney has scored two goals last night that were power play goals. He leads the league with 11 right now.
Pretty special.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.